Hey guys, my name is Mason, and today I want to talk to you guys about the basics of the metaverse. My goal is to explain everything as simply as possible so anyone can understand. So what is the metaverse? If you've seen movies like Ready Player One, Tron, Free Guy, Black Mirror, The Matrix, then you already have an idea of what the metaverse is. So by definition, the metaverse is a virtual reality space in which users can interact with a computer-generated environment and other users. Simply put, it's an immersive digital space. So how does the metaverse work? The original metaverse called Second Life, and it was created way back in the early 2000s. And this was played on a computer. And now some of the other examples are games such as Minecraft, Roblox, Fortnite, and GTA. Those are examples of games that actually count as a metaverse. So augmented reality is a view of the physical world with an overlay of digital elements. So this can include things like Snapchat, Pokemon Go, or even when you're able to view items in the physical world. So mixed reality is just like augmented reality. However, you're able to interact with those digital elements. And the most popular technology that we've been using is called virtual reality. And by definition, virtual reality is a simulated 3D environment that enables users to explore and interact with a virtual surrounding. Basically, virtual reality is a fully immersive digital environment. So to use virtual reality, you have to have a headset, and the most popular one is the Oculus Quest, and this is actually owned by Meta or Facebook. So the big question is what metaverses are there? And there's really about three major metaverses. And the first one is called Horizon. Horizon is owned by Facebook, and you can actually use on the Oculus. So the main thing with Horizon compared to the other two I'll talk about is there is no cryptocurrency or NFTs available in this metaverse. So there's a lot of control by Facebook in Horizon. And the other two metaverses I'll talk about are Decentraland and Sandbox. And what these are known for is that they are decentralized using blockchain technology. So you can actually access your cryptocurrency and your NFTs in those metaverses. So why is this important? Right now, metaverse and virtual reality is primarily used for like video games, but there's going to be explosion in the use of, and I'll list it right on the screen. You got entertainment, experiences, education, training, meetings, networking, advertising or branding, and even investing. So I see this as an awesome opportunity for both creators and businesses to create a more immersive experience for their customers.